Welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 442. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We started things off this week with a track from Jan Panter. That is 1966's Scratch My Back, written by Les Van Dyke. It was a hit for the Pi record label, but I just picked that up actually on Scratch My Back, Pi Beat Girls 1963 to 1968, released on Ace Records Group a couple years ago. I think it's the second of their Beat Girls compilations, and I've played a few of the other ones on the podcast. Every time I get a chance to pick up one of those compilations, I do, because they're all just fantastic. Anyway, a wide assortment of music for you today. We're going to fire up some punk rock here. This is Steve Conti. The song is Gimme Gimme Rockaway.
Tough is life, back on the beach again, just a sunny day. Got no tan, rocking my leather, man, New York to L.A. Surf is up, we're pounding the pavement tonight, we're gonna play. Ooh, gimme, gimme, rockaway. Give me rock away.
swords and books. Some boys think they can get by on their looks. Some boys try to fake it with beards and tattoos. And some boys have always got an excuse. Some boys keep their distance and other boys cling. Some boys just don't want to do anything. Some boys talk in lines from their favorite TV. And some boys don't like it when you disagree.
Some boys
need better things to do.
Some boys
need better things to do.
Some boys
need better things to do. Some boys don't listen to you when you speak. And there's some boys who don't call back for a week. Some boys talk shit, but don't mean to offend. And some boys swear that they don't have time for a girlfriend.
Some boys
need better things to do.
Some boys
need better things to do.
Some boys
need better things to do. Ah, but you see.
Back. That was the Bomb Pops from Los Angeles with the song Polluted Skies. That's on the new EP Dear Beer, which just came out last week on Fat Records. Before that, we heard from Fight Milk with the song Some Boys. That's on a new compilation called Both Types of Hay Fever that just came out earlier this week, April 11th, they say. It is a compilation of the band's first two EPs and then a couple of bonus tracks. Not sure where those bonus tracks came from, but I love that band, so I was happy to pick it up. And Some Boys is one of those new tracks there. Before that, we heard from Steve Conti. He's a lifer. Not sure if you know the name, but you certainly know his work, playing with Michael Monroe, playing with the New York Dolls. That track is called Gimme Gimme Rockaway, and it's the A-side of a 7-inch that came out last November on Wicked Cool Records. the B-side, a cover of Janis Joplin's Mercedes-Benz. He is just a leather-clad rock and roll lifer, and you gotta love that about Steve Conti. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works at this point. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to slow things down here for the rest of the podcast. I've got a trio of tracks here that, you know, you're going to want to slide into and let them envelop you. This is Y-Oak, the song, The Louder I Call, The Faster It Runs.
Thank you. sour breath breaks on my face like a wave of face regret. You're everything I want and I'm all you dread. Watch the poison leak from your pores. Think all the liquor's gonna keep you warm. Burn everything down to prove you could. Leave me inside in a body made of wood. Body made of wood. Oh, the harder I swim, the faster I sing. 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 The harder I swim, the faster I sing.
And that set ends not with a whimper, but with a bang. That is Julian Baker with the song Sour Breath. That's on her album Turn Out the Lights, which came out October 27th of last year on Matador Records. She was just in town, played an in-store and then a big show at the Granada last week. And I thought, man, I don't recognize these songs, but I know I have the album. Indeed, I did have the album. It's been sitting in my library since October, and I just never got around to listening to it or playing it. So he gets a play on the podcast now. Before that, we heard from Kississippi. The song is Easier to Love, and that's on the album Sunset Blush, which came out last week, April 6th, on Lesser Matters. And then I think Alcopop in the UK is putting out the physical, though that's not out yet, which it is nice to see that album coming out because it got stranded somewhere on Side One Dummy and things kind of collapsed there. And, well, it's good to hear that album finally out. And then we started things there with Wyoke. The track was The Louder I Call, The Faster It Runs. That is the name of the band's album. Came out last week, April 6th, on Merge Records. I was a big fan of the very first Wyoke recordings, but after that they kind of dropped off, and, well, I kind of feel the same way about this one. So that's probably the last Wyoke album I'll pick up. But, you know, your mileage may vary. Anyway, let's wrap things up here. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 442. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. We've got the Runaway Sons doing an album release party at Merritt tonight, the 13th. The 14th, Brian Fallon is at the Riot Room. The 15th, Chastity Belt is playing at the Little White Schoolhouse in Lawrence. On the 19th, Shorvan is at the Record Bar. The 21st, Casket Lottery is playing at Mills for Record Store Day. On the 24th, Joe-Jack Talcum from the Dead Milkmen is playing at the Record Bar. On the 26th, Always is at the Record Bar. 27th of Montreal is at the Record Bar. Or you can see Rogue Wave the 27th at Riot Room. The 29th, Martha is playing at Off-Broadway in St. Louis. I'd love to make that road trip. On the 30th, LA Witch at the Riot Room. And just peeking a little bit into May, we've got TSOL coming to the Riot Room on the 2nd. Priest are playing in the Bottleneck on the 4th, Royal Brat at the Come and Go on the 6th, and Baby Metal at the Uptown on the 8th. I have no idea what to expect with that Baby Metal show, but I kind of want to go just to see who else goes. So there's that. Anyway, on the website, there's a few new things out there. There are photos and video and my thoughts on the Pale Waves and In Heaven show. Some photos and video from Julian Baker's stop at a local record store for an in-store, and then photos and video of the Duran Jones and Instant Karma show, and there'll probably be photos up of that giant Witch Hill, Jorge Arena, Neptune, Bird Girl show that happened last night at the Brick. Anyway, that's it. We've got one track left here. I'm going to play a track from Charmer from their self-titled debut album, I think, released on No Sleep Records next week, April 20th. The song I'm going to play is called Bummer Summer. It's definitely the new wave of emo, revival, fourth wave, I don't know whatever you want to call it, but it's nice and it's twinkly and it's a good way for you to drift off on such a nice summer day. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Now you wrote too many songs about the fall. Then autumn came along the day I started taking Adderall. And really it's a bummer that I wasted all of my summer trying to convince everyone that I was actually getting any from you.